感谢主的恩典，让我们能够在会堂里头来敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of God that we may be gathered in the chapel to worship God.
那我们晚上呢，一起来学习赶出心中的撒旦。
And this evening we would like to learn cast out the demon in your heart.
撒旦就是魔鬼。
Satan is devil himself.
就是邪灵。
It's the evil spirit.
这个是我们眼睛看不到的。
This is something that our physical eyes cannot see.
但是呢，他经常想要来进入我们的心。
But it often wants to come into our heart.
来破坏我们的信仰。
To destroy our faith.
那么我们假如说没有重视神的话。
If we don't put great emphasis on the words of God.
那么魔鬼就很容易进入我们的心。
Then it's very easy for Satan to enter into our hearts.
所以有时候我们看到一些弟兄姐妹
So sometimes we see brothers and sisters.
平常忙于工作。
They're often busy with work.
对信仰不是很在意
And they don't put much emphasis on their faith.
所以就慢慢的聚会少了。
So slowly they attend less and less services.
祷告也少了。
They pray less and less.
这个时候我们慢慢就可以了解了。
And then we can't understand.
魔鬼已经进入人的心了。
Satan has entered into their hearts.
那么魔鬼开始来工作。
And he started his work.
那么我们一般人大概都不知道。
And most of us probably aren't aware of it.
等到遇到极大的困难的时候。
Until when we face a great tribulation.
那个时候他才发现到。
Then we realize.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
我要怎么解决我面对的问题呢
How do I solve this problem I'm facing
这个时候他就心慌马乱了。
At this point, he has an unpeaceful heart.
找家里的人来帮忙。
He would try to find a family member
家人帮不了忙。
But they can't help.
找朋友来帮忙。
Try to find friends for help.
朋友帮不了忙。
Friends couldn't help either.
说怎么办呢
So what to do?
叫一个平常少聚会的人
For someone who doesn't regularly attend services,
他自己对祷告也没有那个信心。
They don't even have the faith to pray.
那也不懂得说来，赶快来请弟兄姐妹来帮忙代祷。
They don't understand to ask other brothers and sisters to intercede for
them. 后来就用自己的力量想要去挣扎。
So they try to struggle with their own methods.
人哪里有可能胜过魔鬼？
But it's impossible for men to overcome.
没有神的帮助，怎么能够胜过魔鬼呢
？Without the help of God, no one can overcome Satan.
最后就被魔鬼击倒了。
So in the end, they're defeated.
有的生命就丧失了。
And they lose their life.
这个都是在不知不觉当中。
And this often happens without people realizing.
魔鬼进入人的心了。
That Satan enters into their heart.
有的是比较明显。
Some are more obvious.
但是一般人有的不知道这个是魔鬼
But for a lot of people, they don't know that Satan has.
在去年。
Last year,
在台湾呢，有一个五十几岁的妇人呐。
In Taiwan, there's a lady around 50s.
她家就是一种庙。
Her house is actually a Buddhist temple.
那么有那个邪灵附在她身上。
And she actually is possessed by a deep evil spirit.
那民间很多人遇到疑难杂症的时候
，And when others have problems,
那么就会去找她。
They would come to seek help from her.
那邪灵就。借着他来替人家办理事情
，and the evil spirit through her helped the other.
效果也蛮不错的了
，and it has been effective.
所以很多人都去找他
，so many people go find her.
有的要赌博求名牌也去找他
，and some gamblers would ask her what are the numbers.
那相当的准
啊 ，and it's very accurate.
这个就是魔鬼的诡计啊
，and this is the trick from Satan.
他做这个鸡桶就行邪术啊，做了大概30多年了。
So this lady has done this for about 30 some years.
那被邪灵附身的人都知道，说不是很好受的。
It's not very pleasant to be.
那有一天呢，碰到我们的传道人。
So one day she met our pastor.
传道人跟他介绍主耶稣啊。
And the pastor introduced Lord Jesus Christ.
他听了又很羡慕啊。
She heard it and she was envious.
就来教会来慕道。
So she came to church to truth seek.
结果主耶稣当时得圣灵了。
And the Lord actually gave her the Holy Spirit.
她非常高兴。
She was very happy.
她就哇被释放了。
And she was released from her.
就常常来聚会啊。
And she come to church often.
后来她想要受洗。
And later on she wants to be baptized.
可是这个偶像要全部除掉啊。
But then she hasn't cast out all the idols yet.
那间庙是她跟丈夫一起拥有的。
Because the Buddhist temple belonged to both her and her
husband. 所以传道人就说：“那我去跟你啊丈夫啊来谈一谈。”
So the pastor offered to talk to the husband.
啊，第一次谈不成功了。
First talk was unsuccessful.
她的丈夫反对把偶像除掉。
Her husband was reluctant to get rid of the idols.
啊，后来很多人再来找她来办事情啊。
And more people came to her to get help for their problems.
后来她想想应该帮忙这些人嘛哈。
And she thought about it. She thought, okay, I should help.
她说啊，算了，不要信耶稣了。
And then she thought, okay, I won't believe.
当她有这个念头的时候哈。
But when she thought that,
很奇妙呢。
Very miraculous.
在她家里头，怎么听到教会很多人为她祷告？
She can hear a lot of people praying for her in church.
她心里就很反抗。
And in her heart, she was very reluctant.
她说：“你们不用祷告，不用祷告了。”
She thought, "You don't need to pray for me."
但她这种反抗的心理哈。
And her heart was rebellious.
所以且主耶稣也很爱她了。
Jesus Christ loved her.
突然之间，她看到异象。
And she saw a vision.
看到这个天上有一条鞭垂下来了。
从
有一条鞭子这样打人的鞭子。
Oh,
垂下来，从天上垂下来。
There's a rod that descended from heaven.
哦，她看着就吓了一跳。
She was scared.
Oh, 她就害怕了。
She was scared.
所以说不敢说不去教会了。
So she didn't dare to not go.
后来又来教会了。
So she came back.
那传道勉励她。
And the pastor encouraged her.
要为你的先生祷告了。
Pray for your husband.
求主来开路。
And ask God for a way out.
后来呢，传道人又去跟她的丈夫来商量。
And this pastor approached the husband one more time.
哎，感谢主啊。
Thank God.
她丈夫竟然同意啊。
The husband finally agreed.
愿意把整个庙里头的偶像先除掉。
And they're willing to get rid of all the idols.
哦，所以传道就带着弟兄姐妹去除偶像。
So the pastor took some brothers and sisters and cast out all the idols.
那么这个姐妹就先受洗了。
And then this sister became baptized.
那家里的丈夫、孩子在慢慢来慕道了。
And slowly her husband and her children came.
她说她还有一个小儿子哈。
She had a youngest son.
整天就是睡觉。
Every day she
醒来就是吃饭。
He only wake up to eat.
一天就做两件事情。
So he only does two things.
怎么会这样子呢？
Well, how did that happen?
他也知道说他儿子里面有一个邪灵在里面。
She knew that her son also had a evil spirit.
控制
他
的孩子不能做事情。
And control him that he couldn't do anything else.
所以他受圣灵以后。
So after she received the Holy Spirit.
他才这么说了。他说他以前那个灵叫做民间有一个叫做济公，我说济公灵附在他身上。
She said that originally she had this bad spirit in her.
现在呢，受圣灵那个邪灵就没有了。
And now that she has received the Holy Spirit,
这个是比较明显的。
So this is something that's more obvious.
邪灵附在人身上。
That the evil spirit.
这是很明显让人受苦的。
And it's very obvious that she was suffering.
所以在这个世界上。
So on this earth.
魔鬼常常要进入我们的心。
Satan often tried to enter into our heart.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
你信靠神。
We rely on God.
魔鬼就不能够胜过你。
As long as we do that, Satan cannot
overcome. 这是绝对的事情。
This is absolute.
那我们怎么胜过魔鬼呢？
How do we overcome Satan?
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
请看十二节
,verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说。这一开始呢，我们看到这封信是主耶稣借着约翰来写的。
So here from the beginning, we can see that this letter is written by Christ.
是写给别加摩教会的使者。
To the angel of the church of Pergamos.
所以这个教会的使者呢，他负有牧养教会的责任。
So the angel has the responsibility of overseeing the church.
所以我们做一个教会的这个仆人啊。
So as a servant of the church,
我们就要看透魔鬼的诡计。
We need to be able to discern
the tricks of Satan. 一个教会失去了爱心的时候
，When a church loses its love,
这个魔鬼已经进来了。
Satan has already entered.
这个很容易的。
This is very easy to do.
我们一没有爱心。
When we don't have love.
魔鬼就趁机而入了。
Satan get that loophole and came in.
有时候魔鬼借着政治的力量。
Sometimes through political means.
像这个第二章那么第十节。
Just like in chapter 2, verse 10.
那些信徒被关在监牢。
Those who were imprisoned.
为了信仰被关监牢。
They were imprisoned because of their faith.
有的时候是宗教的力量。
Sometimes it's a religious force.
在第九节那里提到。
As in verse 9.
有些自称是犹太人所说的毁谤的话。
That some of the Jews blasphemed.
主耶稣说这些人不是信徒了。
But, so Jesus called them
no
longer members.
这些是撒旦一党的人啊。
But are a synagogue of Satan.
这是一种宗教的力量。
This is a religious force.
来攻击信徒。
This force to attack the believers.
所以魔鬼的攻击的方法很多。
So Satan has many methods of attack.
有时候魔鬼会假装光明的天使。
Sometimes he would try to be a glorious angel.
那你不知道说这个是魔鬼啊。
So you don't realize that this is.
还以为这个天使对我很好啊。
And you thought, oh, this angel is so good to me.
有一位弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
他那时候还没进入真教会。
He wasn't yet a believer.
那时候是外教会的信徒。
He was a Christian of another
denomination. 他家里发生了一件很奇怪的事情。
In his house, something strange happened.
他的小女儿呢，在小学生而已啊。
His daughter was only in elementary school.
每次考试都100分。
She would get A pluses on all her exams.
在课堂上，老师问什么问题，她都第一个先举手。
And no matter what question the teacher asks, she'll always raise her hand.
她回答是100%对啊。
And all her answers are correct.
但是他不读书啊。
But she never studied.
那老师不知道。
The teacher doesn't know this. 他
说你那个孩子怎么那么聪明啊。
The teacher just said, your daughter is so smart.
是去哪里补习的。
Or does she study outside of school?
这个爸爸说没有啊。
Father said, she doesn't.
我的孩子回来都不读书。
She doesn't even study at home.
他怎么那么聪明。
So the teacher just asked, how is she so smart?
就问了他的女儿了。
So they went to ask the daughter.
你为什么考试那么好？
How do you get such good grades?
为什么呢？
Why?
他说有小天使啊。
She said there are little angels.
我考试的时候。
When I'm taking my exam.
小天使就在旁边告诉我。
They're next to me and they talk to me.
老师问问题的时候。
And when the teacher asks
questions. 小天使都在我旁边告诉我。
The angels also tell me the answers.
小天使都跟着他。
They always follow me.
那么他们教会也不了解这什么现象。
And the church they went to didn't know what was going on.
就来找我们教会的传道了。
And they came to find our pastor.
那么传道一听就知道是魔鬼的工作啊。
And we know right away that it's the work of Satan.
这个是假装光明的天使。
This is Satan trying to deceive people.
传道跟他讲解一番之后。
So the pastor explained it.
然后呢，他们夫妻就一起跟传道人祷告了。
And pray with both parents.
那么传道人在为他们按手祷告的时候，
When the pastor lay hands on them,
这个孩子的妈妈突然之间一拳打到传道的身上。
The mother actually hit the pastor.
他们就很惊讶说，怎么会这样子啊？
And they were surprised by this. They were asking why.
传道者说没关系，这是魔鬼的工作。
Pastor said this is the work of the Satan.
真的这一看就知道了是魔鬼的工作。
They can tell.
所以经过了慕道之后。
So after they truth seek for a while.
认识了真理
They understand the truth.
魔鬼就跑掉了。
Then Satan left.
圣经说你若是顺服真理的话。
The Bible says that if you're going according to the truth.
顺服耶稣的话。
If you are obedient to the words
of Christ,
then Satan will depart.
所以说，魔鬼这是很狡猾的。
So Satans are very cunning.
有时候就假装光明的天使了。
They sometimes pretend to be angels.
所以当我们弟兄姐妹被迷惑的时候
，So when our brothers and sisters were tricked,
我们要存着怜悯的心
We need to have mercy toward them.
要赶快把它抢回来
And take them back from Satan.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
请看25节。
Verse 25.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。26节。
26.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意扭曲的可以醒悟， 脱离他的网络了。这个地方告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
有些信徒已经被魔鬼抓住了。
That there are some members who are captured，
意思说被魔鬼迷惑了。
That they've been deceived，
但是我们还是要用那一种的温柔的心。
But we have to have humility，
来引导他明白真道。
To correct them so that they know
the truth. 只要他一明白知道，魔鬼就离开了。
When they know the truth, then Satan leaves.
所以我们要有这个信心。
So we need to have this faith.
来帮助啊这些弟兄姐妹。
To help these brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣就这么说。
So Jesus Christ said.
请看启示录第二章。
In Revelation chapter 2.
第二章的十二节。
十二节。
第二章十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说，主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus Christ is very clear.
我们怎么去把魔鬼赶出去啊
？How do we cast out demons？
就是利用这个两刃的利剑。
Is to have this sharp two-edged sword.
耶稣本身就是那两刃的利剑。
Jesus Christ is the two-edged sword.
两刃的利剑什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
希伯来书第四章十二节就讲得很清楚。
In Hebrews chapter 4.
第十二节
Verse 12 it says very clearly
第四章十二节
Hebrews 4:12
神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更利更快甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能够刺入剖开人心中的思念和主意都能辨明了这个地方告诉我们很清楚
Here it's very clear
这把利剑很厉害啊
This sword is very powerful.
你心里有魔鬼他也知道啊
It knows that you have Satan in your heart.
他帮你魔鬼赶掉
It'll help you cast out demons.
你心里在想什么
Whatever you're thinking in your heart.
你不了解的时候
Even though you may not understand.
神的道就能够来帮忙你去解决问题了
The word of God can help you to resolve your issues.
所以神的道是非常的重要
So the word of God is very important.
在圣灵降临的时候
When the Holy Spirit descend,
彼得做见证了
Peter testified,
见证耶稣复活了
testify that Jesus Christ has
圣灵就是见证耶稣的复活
The Holy Spirit is to testify the
resurrection of Christ. 所以当时的人听了彼得的证道
So when they heard his testimony,
彼得的道理扎了他们的心
The truth from Peter pierced their heart.
他们非常的感动
They were touched.
所以马上就认罪悔改了。
So they repented.
说我们应该怎么做才能够得救啊
？What do we need to do to have salvation?
所以你看，神的道一听懂了以后
，Once we understand the word of God，
他们就看清楚自己的问题在哪里了。
Then we can see clearly what our problems are.
就很快的就离开了这个这个把魔鬼赶出去的。
And then quickly Satan departs.
他就会认罪悔改。
And they would repent.
所以圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
尽管魔鬼很诡诈
although Satan is tricky.
但是呢，你一定要用这把两刃的利剑。
But you need to use this sharp two-edged sword.
在约翰一书的第四章。
In First John chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可多信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为事实上。有许多假先知已经出来了。这里告诉我们
Here it tells us,
事实上一切的灵你都不要相信
Do not believe every spirit.
你要先试验看看
Test the spirits.
那些灵是不是出于神的不是
Whether they are of God.
怎么知道呢
How do you know?
就是用神的道去认识它
It's to discern with the word of God.
比如说第三节这里就告诉我们
Verse 3 tells us,
灵不论是耶稣就不是出于神的。
Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ
这个道理已经讲得很清楚了。
Is not of God. It's very
clear. 你若能够知道是圣经的话
，If it's according to the Bible，
你就能够分辨。
If you know the Bible，
有些人说啊，耶稣不是神呐。
Some may say that Jesus Christ is not God.
他也不相信耶稣是道成肉身来的。
And they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Word.
那你就知道说啊，他这个是被魔鬼利用的。
Then you know that they are of Satan.
所以有时候我们会有一个困惑。
Sometimes we are confused.
有些犯罪的人，怎么会有灵言呢
？We're puzzled that sometimes someone who has sinned still speaks in tongue.
其实不足为奇啊。
It's actually not surprising.
有一次我在证道的时候
，Once when I was
那替我翻译那个弟兄啊
，The person who was translating for me.
在还没聚会之前啊
，Before we started the service，
我觉得因为他的行为有点奇怪。
I thought he was acting strangely。
他跑到传道房来跟我讲。
He came to where I was at and told me。
啊，传道，你是摩西，我是亚伦呢。
He said, "Pastor, you're Moses, I'm Aaron."
哎，看来不是开玩笑的。
And he didn't look like he was kidding.
他很严肃这样说。
He very seriously said that to me.
就觉得奇怪。
And I thought it was strange.
等到聚会的时候
，During the service，
我讲到他翻译。
I was giving the sermon, and he was translating.
哎，那我开始讲到。
So I started my sermon.
他没有声音啊。
But there was no sound.
他翻译都没有声音出来。
Nothing came out from him.
我就跟他讲，你大声一点啊。
So I told him to speak louder.
他说好好。
And he said okay.
当我又在讲的时候
，And then when I continued on，
他用吼叫的。
He was shouting.
这个反常的事情
，This is very abnormal.
我们一看就知道是魔鬼的工作。
And we can see that this is the work of.
连信徒都看得出来嘛
？Even members can tell.
那我就停止讲道了。
So I stopped the sermon.
说我们大家跪下来祷告。
And I said, let us all pray together.
大家信徒的迫切祷告啊。
So we prayed fervently.
就在祷告的时候
，During the prayer，
我听到有一个人
，I heard a person
祷告特别大声啊
，prayed especially loud，
灵言特别流利。
And his, he spoke in tongue very fluently.
所以我就转头去看是谁在祷告。
So I turned around to see who was
praying. 就是那个翻译的弟兄。
It was the translator.
当我看他的时候
，When I saw him,
他祷告眼睛是张开的。
His eyes were opened.
我看他的眼神啊
，And the way he was looking,
我就看啊，这是魔鬼的眼神。
I knew it was from.
这是魔鬼的工作了。
This is work.
没有错。
Indeed, it was.
虽然他灵言很流利。
Even though he speaks in tongue fluently,
他已经被魔鬼做工了。
He was already possessed.
所以他回家的时候
，It was already the work of.
我就跟他的家人讲
，When he went home,
你的孩子已经被魔鬼做工了。
I told his family members
要好好祷告
，Pray from.
啊，真的魔鬼一做工哈
，Because when Satan is at work,
家里也是大乱了。
The family is also in trouble.
甚至于他父母把他捆在床铺上，不让他走。
His parents even tied him to the bed.
他还是很有力量可以解开啊。
But he was more powerful and was able to.
我们去为他祷告的时候
，When we went to pray for him,
我们还在路上走
，While we were on the
road, 他就已经知道说教会有几个人要来替来我们家。
He already knew how many people were going to his house.
魔鬼也知道
了 ，Because Satan knew.
啊，后来当然我是跟他们家人啊询问了。
So I asked his family members,
到底你们是发生了什么事情
？What happened？
你们做错了什么事情
？What went wrong？
你们一定要认罪悔改。
You have to repent。
假如你们真的找到问题的根源
，If you can find the source of the problem，、
啊、悔改的祷告就有功效了。
Then the prayer will be effective。
后来他们真的认罪悔改
，So they repented。
讲出了他们得罪神的事情
，They told me what happened、
哎。这样祷告就真的有功效，慢慢慢慢他。这就好了。
So the prayer was were effective, and he was slowly okay.
哎，所以从圣经里头告诉我们。
So from the Bible, it tells.
现在很多的教派。
There are a lot of denominations.
他们不反对说灵言呐。
They're not against.
他们祷告还是有灵言哦。
And they pray in tongue.
但是呢，你注意看看他们所传的道理。
But if you look at the truth that they preach.
因为圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
真理的圣灵。
The spirit of truth
一定认识真理的。
Will know the truth.
假如他都领受的是圣灵是出于神的。
If the spirit they have is from God.
那么他所传的道理一定按照圣经来的。
Then what they preach will be according to the Bible.
所以这个第四章的第六节。
So in chapter 4 verse 6.
这里这么说。
It says.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵跟妙望的灵。这里就讲得很清楚了。
Here it's very clear.
其实灵就分这两种。
There's only two kinds of spirit.
一种是真理的灵，一种是妙望的灵。
One is spirit of truth and one is spirit of error.
那么从神来的圣灵一定是认识真理的。
So the Holy Spirit from God must know
the truth. 所以我们可以很容易分辨。
So it's very easy to discern.
外教会他们也有灵言。
Other denominations may
speak in
tongues.
祷告啪倒下去啊。
In the prayer, they might fall backwards.
你对照圣经就知道这不合真理的。
But when you examine the Bible, you know it's not according
to the Bible. 那个是绝对是邪灵的。
That is for sure is evil spirit.
我们要懂得去分辨。
So we need to know how to discern.
所以这个真理是我们分辨 邪灵跟真理的很重要的根据。
So the truth is how we can discern whether it's an evil spirit or Holy Spirit.
那神的道呢？也能够帮助我们解决很多的问题。
The truth from the word of God can also solve a lot.
所以，当我们在推展圣工的时候
，So when we are trying to do holy work,
要怎么样让圣工来发展
？How do we prosper？
你就是从圣经的真理去找。
We find it in the truth in the
Bible. 任何的问题都可以从圣经里头找到答案。
Any problem can be resolved by the Bible.
这个是很重要的一件事情。
It's something very important.
那么在这个启示第二章这个地方又谈到一件事情。
In Revelation chapter 2, it mentions something else.
再我们看第二章十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提巴在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。这个地方告诉我们。
Here it tells us,
说你的居所有撒旦的座位。
Where you are dwelled, there's the Satan's throne.
简单的说，在教会里面有撒旦的座位啊。
Simply put, is in church there's throne of Satan.
有些人会觉得奇怪，教会不是很圣洁的地方吗
？Some might thought it's very strange, isn't the church very holy?
怎么撒旦会进到里面来呢
？How can Satan enter?
其实不足为奇啊。
It's actually not strange.
你看主耶稣在安息日聚会的时候。
When Jesus was keeping the Sabbath,
主耶稣在讲道的时候
while he was preaching,
魔鬼就进来了
Satan entered.
我们看马可福音的第一章
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1.
第一章的第二十一节
Starting from 21.
二十一节到了加百农耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人这里提到主耶稣在会堂教训人
So he was in the synagogue.
然后在二十三节
23.
说在会堂有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”二十五节，耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这个人身上出来吧。”二十六节
，26.
巫鬼就叫那个人抽了一阵风，就大声喊叫，就出去了。这个地方告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
你看，主耶稣在正道的时候
，Jesus Christ was teaching.
魔鬼就借着一个人的附在一个人身上，在那边扰乱了。
Satan possessed someone and was
making havoc. 魔鬼会进到教会里面来，不足为奇。
So Satan is capable of entering.
他怎么会进来呢
？How can he enter?
就是我们给他留的地步。
It's when we leave a foot.
所以给他留的地步，他就进来了。
Then he can enter.
那这个魔鬼最喜欢找谁呢
？Who does the Satan love to find？
在启示二章的十三节那里说
，In Revelation chapter 2 verse 13 it says，
说有一个忠心的见证人
，I have a faithful servant Antipas。
那么竟然在这个教会当中撒旦所住的地方被杀了
，He was killed。
所以这里让我们明白哈。
Here it lets us understand.
那么忠心的见证人
，He was faithful.
是教会重要的工人啊。
He was an important worker in church.
魔鬼最喜欢找这样的人。
Satan loved to find this sort of people.
一般来说，我们中国人说擒龙先擒首，你要抓一条龙啊，先抓他的头。
So there's a Chinese saying that if you want to capture a dragon, you capture its head first.
所以他最喜欢来。伤害神的工人
So Satan loves to harm the workers of God.
所以神的工人要非常的谨慎。
So the workers of God need to be very careful.
才不会被他击倒。
To not be defeated by Satan.
那么我们在教会里面
In church.
我看我们一些教会的圣职人员或是职务人员都有这样的经验。
There are church councils and other workers who would have this experience.
当我们不同心的时候
，When we are not working in one accord,
魔鬼就进来了。
Satan enters.
最明显是什么
？What's very obvious?
你开会开不完了。
It would be meetings that never end.
要花很长的时间。
We spend a lot of time in
meetings. 因为大家已经不同心了嘛。
Because we are not in one accord.
这就是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
所以后来这些的职务人员他们懂得好祷告、认罪悔改了。
So these council members later on learn how to pray.
感谢神，这样魔鬼就离开了。
And repent, and Satan left.
所以教会的圣工人员
So as workers of God,
要非常的谨慎，不要被魔鬼利用。
We need to be very careful not to be used by Satan.
那魔鬼最喜欢进入一个家庭里面。
Satan also loves to enter into a family.
他要找谁呢？
Who does he find?
找一家之主啊。
He tries to find the head of the household.
哎，做丈夫的。
As the husband.
啊，若是不谨慎的话。
If they're not careful.
魔鬼很容易击倒他。
Satan can defeat them.
当一个做丈夫的失去信仰的时候。
When the husband loses his faith.
整个家庭就乱了。
Then the family is in
chaos. 就好像一间房子。
Just like a house,
屋顶破掉了
with a hole on its roof.
哇，刮风下雨啊。
Then wind can blow in, rain can come in.
这个家人怎么会有平安呢？
How can the family be at peace?
所以一家之主非常的重要。
So the head of the household is very important.
一定要持守信仰。
They have to keep their faith.
家才不会被魔鬼来破坏了。
Only then can the family not be destroyed by Satan.
那么有人会怀疑。
Some might doubt.
这里讲这个安提帕是忠心的见证人呢。
Here says that Antipas was a
怎么会被击倒呢
？How can he be killed？
哎，若不是出于神的旨意
，If it's not according to the will，
他是不会被魔鬼杀掉的。
He won't be killed。
就好像那个耶稣的门徒
，Just like the disciple of Christ，
雅各
，James，
啊，他被罗马政府杀掉了。
He was killed by the Roman。
这个是神所允许的。
Empire, and it was
这个就是要来考验弟兄姐妹的信心呢。
And it was a test for the brothers and
sisters. 你怕不怕？
Would you be afraid?
你要坚守道理，就是这个下场啊。
If you keep your faith, this is how you will end up.
那我们看到当时的教会真的很有信心。
We saw that the church at the time.
雅各被杀了。
Very faithful.
接着就是要杀彼得了。
James was martyred. Next was Peter.
啊，所以彼得就被关监牢了。
So Peter was already in prison.
那时候弟兄姐妹没有说，就是散去了。
At that time, the other brothers and sisters did not just depart.
他们反而更积极的在教会祷告。
They pray even more fervently.
在为彼得祷告。
Praying for Peter.
所以当我们看到使徒时代的教会
，So we saw the apostolic church.
没有因为魔鬼的工作，他们就丧失信心。
They didn't lose their faith due to the work of Satan.
是很奇妙。
So it's very miraculous.
天使救彼得出监牢了。
That the angels rescue Peter out of jail.
所以你想想看。
So think about this.
难道神没办法救雅各吗？
Can God not save James?
不是的。
No.
一定有神的美意的。
Of course, there must be the will of God in there.
这个是在考验我们的信仰。
This is to test our faith.
曾经有一位姐妹啊。
Once there was a sister.
她带领外教会的信徒，她一百多个人来我们真耶稣教会。
She brought more than 100 other denomination Christians to our church. 你看她的
信心行为多么好啊。
You can see how great her conduct is.
是人人敬重的姐妹。
That people respected her.
可是有一天啊。
But one day.
她要来聚会。
She was about to come to service.
她的孩子用那个 motorcycle 把她要载到教会来。
And her kid was taking her to church on a motorcycle.
啊，但是呢，在半路上发生车祸。
On the way to church, they were in an accident.
这个姐妹当场死亡啊。
The sister died.
她的孩子没有事情啊。
Her kid was okay.
所以那个时候的信徒就很疑惑。
So the members at the time were very
puzzled. 我们的主为什么不救这个姐妹呢
？Why didn't Lord Jesus Christ save her?
这么好的姐妹。
She's such a wonderful person.
所以有不少人信心软弱了。
So a lot of people, their faith grew weak.
很感谢神啊。
But thank God.
神就借着异象让信徒看到。
Through vision, he allowed the members to see.
这个姐妹虽然死了。
Even though this sister passed
away, 她被接到天国去了。
She was taken up to heaven.
因为几个人看到异象。
A few people saw this vision.
所以呢，大家信心又恢复起来了。
So people's faith were revived.
哎，所以在末世的时候。
So at the end time.
哎，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
有些信徒要寻道的。
There are members who will become martyrs.
哎，为主寻道。
They will die for Christ.
那不要怕。
That's okay.
主耶稣说。
Jesus Christ said,
杀你身体不能杀你灵魂的你不要怕。
Do not fear those who can kill your body but not your soul.
所以我们要有这个正确的观念。
So we have to have this right concept.
我们就不怕魔鬼的攻击了。
Then we won't be afraid of the attack.
这是非常重要。
This is very important.
那么在这个第十三节。
In verse 13,
我们看到安提巴被杀之后，
after Antipas was killed,
这里又告诉我们，
it tells us,
说你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
You hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith.
啊，所以看我们看到这个教会还不错。
So we see that this church is pretty good.
安提巴被杀，信徒还是坚守主的名。
Even though Antipas was killed, the members kept the Lord's name.
主的名非常重要。
It's very important.
天下人间除了耶稣的名，没有可以靠着得救的。
This name is very important because it's the only name that can save.
所以我们今天很有福气。
So today we are very lucky.
我们今天真耶稣教会啊。
That we belong to Jesus Church.
就像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
你无论做什么事情。
No matter what you do,
都要奉耶稣的名啊。
Do in the name of Christ.
但是外教会呢？
But in other,
很可惜。
In other denominations,
他们不懂啊。
They don't understand.
他们都奉父子圣灵的名。
They say in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit.
这个这么要的，这么重要的道理。
This is such important truth.
他们不懂。
But they don't understand it.
所以外教会对于这个三位一体啊，有很多不同的解释。
So other denominations have different interpretations of Trinity.
在我的面前呢，告诉他的学生。
There's another preacher who told his disciples in front of me.
啊，说你看人家真耶稣教会跟我们同一个时间传到台湾。
He said that their church was preached to Taiwan around the same time.
人家真耶稣教会信徒是多我们十倍啊。
But their membership is 10 times ours.
哎。所以我们要学习真耶稣教会。
So we need to learn from Jesus Church.
他们向圣灵祷告。
They pray with the Holy Spirit.
我们单单向耶稣祷告还不够。
We can't just pray to Jesus Christ.
我们还要向圣灵祷告。
We need to pray to Holy Spirit.
哎，你看他把圣灵跟耶稣分开了。
So he separated out Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit.
所以他对于他们对于这个道理他们不懂。
So they don't understand this.
那我们真耶稣教很清楚啊。
But we're very clear.
圣灵就是耶稣的灵嘛。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
天父就是耶稣嘛。
The Heavenly Father is Christ.
啊，我们这很清楚的。
We're very clear on this.
外教他们不太了解。
But other denominations are not.
所以这个是很可惜的事情。
It's quite pitiful.
所以我们知道奉耶稣的名非常的重要。
So we know it's very important to
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In name of Christ.
行事奉耶稣的名。
We pray in His name.
开会奉耶稣的名。
We start meetings in His name. We do things.
既然我们是奉耶稣的名，
since we do things in the name of Christ,
我们要相信，
we have to believe.
真的主耶稣跟我们同在，
that Jesus Christ is with us.
除非说我们不配，
the only time is not is if we don't do it according to Him.
行邪术的哈，看到保罗奉耶稣名赶鬼啊。
There, in the Bible, there are some sorcerers who saw that Paul was casting out demons in the name of Christ.
啊，他们也学习保罗啊。
So they try to copy Paul.
说奉耶稣圣名赶鬼。
In the name of Christ, I cast out.
魔鬼说你是谁？我知道啊。
But Satan said, "I know who you are."
保罗是谁？我也知道。
I know who Paul is.
所以那些那个护鬼的就来伤了这些行邪术的人。
So those the demon possessed people actually hurt these sorcerers.
所以说那个。不是神的子民了。
So when they're not the people of God,
来滥用耶稣的名，主耶稣是不会保护他的。
Even if they use the name of Christ, God will not protect them.
所以我们今天呢，真的要感谢神。
So today we truly need to thank God.
所以我们要坚守耶稣的名。
So we need to keep the name of God.
这里又告诉我们。
Here it also tells us.
说不要弃绝主的道。
To not go against,
啊，主耶稣的道理，你不要把它拒绝了。
To deny the faith.
啊，所以你看我们的五大信教教义十大信条啊。
So we can see in our basic beliefs.
这些道理是不能改变的。
We cannot change them.
所以我们真耶稣教会不敢去改这个圣经的。
And Jesus Church would never change the Bible.
所以我们就知道。
So we know.
你坚守真理才是神的教会啊。
Only when you keep the truth are you the church of God.
我们不只是说知道这个重要的教义。
Not only do we know the importance of these basic beliefs.
知道要去行啊。
You need to do them.
要把它行出来啊。
You need to carry them out in action.
假如你不行出来。
If you don't do them.
那你等于也是弃绝主的道了。
Then it's the same as denying the faith.
所以圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
我们要遵守到底。
then we do it.
所以你看看，有些人就是不遵守道理。
You can see that some people do not keep.
魔鬼就进来了。
The faith and Satan enters.
所以我们看14节。
Let's read 14.
这里说有几件事我要责备你，因为你在那里有人服从巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像的物，行奸淫的事。这里就告诉我们。
Here tells us.
当时有些人跟巴兰一样。
At that time, some people were like Balaam.
拒绝主的道。
They went against the faith.
结果怎么样？
Then what happened?
巴兰的罪就是首先就贪财嘛。
The first sin of Balaam is that he loved money.
这魔鬼就进去了。
Then Satan entered him.
所以你看，在《使徒行传》里头也记载。
In Acts, it also has a record.
亚拿尼亚夫妇啊，在奉献的时候贪财。
The couple of Ananias, when they were offering,
彼得被圣灵感动啊。
They wanted their money, and Peter was moved by the Holy
Spirit. 责备他。
And rebuked them.
为什么撒旦充满你的心？
Why is Satan filled in your heart?
你看，当一个人背弃道理的时候。
So when someone denies their faith,
撒旦就进去了。
Satan enters into them.
结果他不承认了。
And Ananias denied it.
马上就死掉了。
And died on the spot.
所以我们今天呢？
So today,
在奉献上面，
when we're offering,
这个十一奉献的真理啊，
in our tithe,
我们把它不要把它放掉了。
Let's not let go of the tithe.
我们要坚守十分之一。
We need to keep the tithe.
这样你就没有弃绝主的道。
Then we're not denying.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
像这在这里又提到他们吃祭偶像的物。
And here it says, eating the things sacrificed to idols.
啊，祭偶像的物可以分作两种。
There are two types of food.
一种就是属灵的。
One is spiritual.
啊，当你把人的学问看得比圣经来的重要化。
If you place more emphasis on the knowledge of men more than the Bible,
等于就在吃祭偶像的东西。
Then you're like eating the things offered to
idols. 有些人喜欢说啊，某某你怎么说
？Some people say, "So and so said this."
你为什么不说真理？圣经的真理怎么说
？Why don't you say the Bible says this?
你高举人的时候
，If you lift up someone,
等于好像高举他为偶像嘛。
Then you're like worshiping them as an
idol. 你接受他的道理
，and you accept their.
你就好像吃祭偶像的东西。
Then it's like eating food sacrificed to idols.
当然，我们一般那个物质的偶像的东西，当然我们知道不能吃啊。
Of course, we know physically we can't eat the physical food.
所以我们要非常小心。
Things offered to idols.
不要高举人过于神了。
We shouldn't raise anyone higher than
God. 这个就魔鬼就进来了。
Because then Satan will enter.
另外就是行奸淫的事。
And next is commit sexual immorality.
其实偏离真道就是信仰上的淫乱。
If we depart from the truth, then we're committing sexual immorality in our faith.
更何况有人就真正的犯了淫乱了。
And there are people who actually committed.
这个更是魔鬼的工作。
Sexual immorality, and that is the work.
有些以为说谁知道
？Some might think who would know.
神知道了。
God will.
所以有一位负责人啊。
So、there was a council member
暗中犯了这个淫乱的罪
who committed a sexual immorality in secret.
他在建筑的工地上面呢摔下来
he actually fell in a construction site.
摔个半死啊，真的要死不死，要活不活
and he was injured.
所以他很痛苦
gravely and he was in a lot of pain.
所以他后来承认了
so he admitted to what
he has done. 所以你看，离弃真道的后果是这么严重。
So that is how severe the consequence of departing from the truth.
所以这里告诉我们不要拒绝主的道啊。
So here it tells us to do not deny your faith.
你一离开主的道，魔鬼就进来嘛。
Because if you depart from the word of God, then Satan enters.
魔鬼一进来，我们就完了。
And when Satan enters, then that's the end of us.
所以这个我们一定要谨守真道。
So we have to keep the truth.
第十六节呢？第十五节。
15.
这里说也有人照样服从尼哥拉一党人的教训。啊，这里谈到尼哥拉一党人。一党这个人啊，等于就是组了一个党来对抗教会。
Here it's a group of people that's against the church.
所以有些人说，你信耶稣，你得就是靠耶稣还是靠教会啊
？So some people ask, are you saved through Christ or through the church?
哎，那有些人道理不懂，当然靠耶稣啊。
So they would say, of course through Christ.
那靠耶稣一定要去教会吗？
So do you have to go to church?
一定要到真耶稣教会吗？
Do you have to go to church?
你来我家就好了。
Why don't you just come to my house?
这就是分化工作。
So this is trying to trick people.
哎，所以这个我们要防备。
So we have to be careful about
this. 这个就是魔鬼的诡计。
This is the trickery from
16节。
16。
你应当悔改，若不悔改，我就临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。这里告诉我们了。
Here tells us.
我们做错，赶快悔改。
When we do something wrong, we have to repent quickly.
若不悔改呢？
If we don't,
你就变成魔鬼的工具了。
Then we will become a weapon for Satan.
所以主要是这把剑就攻击你了。
Then the sword of Christ will be upon us.
我们早期的一个工人啊。
There was a worker from earlier time.
张巴拿巴。
Barnabas Chain.
他很有恩赐。
He was very gifted.
后来骄傲了。
But he became proud.
哎，结果神的道就攻击他了。
So the sword of Christ was upon him.
他被魔鬼利用。
He was used by Satan.
他疯狂而死。
He died a crazy man.
他的大儿子有一次跟我讲。
One time his oldest son told me.
他说我爸爸真的是糊涂了。
My dad became confused.
害了我们这一家人了。
And it had effect on my family.
所以幸好他的大儿子啊还懂得留在教会里面。
So his oldest son knew to remain in church.
所以人若骄傲的话魔鬼就进来了。
So if a person became proud, then Satan enters.
你魔鬼进来，神的道就攻击你啊。
And if Satan enters, then the sword of Christ comes upon
you. 他后来是被除名了。
So this Barnabas chain was excommunicated.
更可怕就是魔鬼让他疯狂了。
And Satan made him crazy.
我们看十七节。
Let's read 17.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳朵的应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。这里告诉我们
Here it tells us,
圣灵向众教会 说话了
The Spirit says to the churches
就是从第十三节到第十六节了
Which is in 13 through 16
魔鬼工作、可以说是 很可怕的、
The work of Satan is very fearful
他用暴力让你害怕
He uses violence to make you afraid
他用、这个错误的道理、让你、败坏。
He uses wrong preachings to corrupt you.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we have to be careful.
我们要善用那一把神的道。
We need to use the sword of God.
我们就能够胜过魔鬼。
To overcome Satan.
所以这里说，我们就有那隐藏的玛拿。
And here it says that those who overcome will have hidden manna.
就是说，我们就明白这个道理的奥秘啊。
Which means that we can understand this mysterious truth.
比如说，我们的洗脚要洗礼的道理。
Such as the teachings of baptism.
洗礼道理，洗礼本身就有一个，就是一个奥秘。
Baptism itself is a mystery.
它不但让我们真的赦罪。
Not only will it forgive us of our sins.
洗礼的功效在我们生活里头就发生了。
It continues to have an effect on our life.
当我们一洗礼起来的时候
When we come out from the water,
我们的罪赦了
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的身份已经成为神的儿女
And we became the children of God.
这就是奥秘嘛
This is the mystery.
那因为我们是神的儿女
Since we're the children of God,
魔鬼就不敢伤害我们
Satan dare not to harm us.
这也是一个奥秘啊
This is also a mystery.
外教会他不懂啊
Other church, other denominations
don't understand. 所以他们认为洗礼哎，跟赦罪没有关系啦。
So they don't think that baptism has anything to do with
salvation. 他不了解洗礼那么重要。
They don't see the importance.
能够让我们胜过魔鬼。
That it can help us.
能够让我们去领受圣灵。
Overcome Satan.
还能够帮助我们跟神建立美好的关系。
We can receive the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with God.
使我们的祷告能够得神垂听。
That our prayers can be heard by God.
这不是洗礼的奥秘吗
？Are all these the mystery of baptism?
所以这个神的道理充满着奥秘。
So the faith of God is filled with
奥秘简单说就是它能够活用在我们的生活当中
And they are applicable to our lives
来造就我们
To help us
所以我们能够胜过魔鬼
So we can overcome Satan
我们就更清楚这个神的道的奇妙
Then we can understand more of this
这里又说并赐给他一块白石
And then here it says I will give him a white stone
主耶稣是一块磐石
Jesus Christ is A stone.
我们是里面的一个小石头
We're just one of them.
却是白的
Oh, it's white.
代表我们是圣洁的
That means that we're holy.
是属主耶稣的
We belong to Christ.
那这个白石上面写的新的名字
And there's a new name on the stone.
说除了那领受的以外，没有人知道。
Which no one knows except him who receives it.
那这什么名字呢？
What is the name?
我们看启示录十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我观看天开了有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判真正都按着公义。这里告诉我们 马上面的这个人就是我们的主。
The one riding the horse is our Lord.
所以十二节描述说他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人能够知道。
In verse 12, it says he had a name.
这个名字就是这么奇妙。
That no one knew except himself.
那这个名字是什么呢？
What is this name?
我们看十六节。
16.
在他衣服大腿上面有名写着说万王之王万子之主的。所以这个名就是万王之王万子之主。
So the name is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以我们就靠着这个名得胜了。
We are victorious through
this name. 这个就是告诉我们我们绝对得胜魔鬼。
We will overcome Satan.
这个是我们应该有的信心。
This is our faith.
因此我们在生活当中
So in our lives,
你要紧紧地抓住主耶稣。
You have to hold on to God.
有一个慕道者
There was once a truth seeker.
他在一个牧师的家已经三年多了。
He was at a preacher's house for 3 years.
他精神失常。
He had mental issues.
那后来他妈妈打电话到教会来。
One time his mom called the church.
我接到了。
I got the call.
他说你能不能带我女儿来你们教会啊
And she said, can you bring my daughter to your church?
当然我就说可以啊 就去把她女儿从牧师的家带出来。
So I went and took her.
然后呢来到教会就告诉她我们真耶稣教会的祷告。
When she came to our church, I taught her how we pray.
来认识主耶稣。
So that she can know God.
主耶稣是全能的。
Jesus Christ is all
powerful. 能够胜过这个魔鬼。
Who can overcome Satan.
感谢神啊。
Thank God.
全教会都为他祷告。
The entire church prayed for her.
不到一个月啊。
Within a month.
这个女孩子竟然好了。
She became well.
可以开始工作了。
She started working.
他们家人当然妈妈是很高兴。
So her family, her mom was very
happy.
她
妈妈说我们是不是可以受洗了
And the mom asked if they can be baptized.
我说你们刚来道理还不是很清楚还在慕道
I told her, study the truth a little longer.
经过一段时间了
After a while,
她们没有来教会了
They stopped coming to church.
我就跟信徒就到她家去访问
So I went to her house with some members.
一到她家的时候
When we got there,
她爸爸就跟我讲啊
Her father told me.
我女儿以前那个精神病那是假的啦。
Her mental issues were fake.
我说怎么会假的呢
？And I said, how was it fake?
你看你女儿三年多都是这样子，怎么会是假的呢
？For more than 3 years, that was her condition.
他就不相信了。
So he didn't believe.
意思说你们不用来了。
Which meant we don't need to visit anymore.
后来我们就没有再过去了。
So we stopped visiting.
可是呢
，But
不到一个礼拜。
Within a week,
听到坏消息了。
We had bad news.
说那个小姐呢，又疯了。
The daughter became crazy again.
在房间里面，衣服都撕破了。
She tore her clothes.
吃那个棉絮啊，那个沙发的棉絮啊，那个把它剥开来，拿起来吃啊。
And she got the cotton filling from the sofa and ate.
整天是尖叫。
And she screamed.
当然，我们是出于怜悯的心，赶快去探望她。
So with a heart of mercy, we went to visit her.
他的父母怎么说呢
？What did her parents say？
你们教会真的有爱心的话
，If your church truly has love，
五万块给你们，你把我女儿带到你们教会吧。
I'll give you 50,000 if you take her to your church。
我说教会不是医院呐、
啊。I told her that church is not the hospital。
不是在赚钱的。
We don't make money。
现在你要让你的女儿能够得到医治，要靠你们父母的信心呢、啊。
If your daughter is to be cured, it relies on your faith.
这个时候他已经很慌乱，听不下去了。
The mother was in no shape to listen.
所以这件事情让我们明白主耶稣说的话。
So this event teaches what Jesus said.
马太福音十二章。
In Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12,
43节
verse 43.
乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻找安歇之处，却寻不着。44节
44.
于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋里去，到了就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。45节
45.
便去另带七个比自己更恶的鬼来，多进去住在那里。有人那人末后的情况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代就是这样了。所以这里告诉我们清楚啊，
so it's very clear.
啊，当我们信主，鬼都赶出去了。
If we've cast out the demon,
不要忘记把耶稣带迎接进来。
Don't forget to let Jesus Christ enter.
假如你不迎接主耶稣进来，魔鬼知道啊。
If you don't let Jesus Christ enter, Satan knows.
你里面没有耶稣，我就进去了。
Since your heart doesn't have Christ, I will enter again.
并且带比以前更恶的七个鬼来了。
And bring seven even worse spirits.
所以这样的人，后来情形更糟糕了。
So the situation becomes even worse.
啊，其实魔鬼不是那么可怕。
Satan is not that.
因为我们有主耶稣做依靠。
Because we can rely on Christ.
我们不怕的。
We do not fear.
但是你没有迎接主耶稣。
But if you don't let Jesus Christ enter your heart, 那魔鬼就很可怕了。Then Satan can come back.
所以我们一定要警醒。
So we have to be
靠着主耶稣的那把利剑就能够胜过了。
Be watchful, and we can overcome through the sword of Christ.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
176首。
176。
我们现在来祷告。
Now we'll pray together.
求主来保守我们。
We ask God to keep us.
我们要记住，靠着主的那一把利剑，一定能够得胜魔鬼的。
We have to remember that with the sword of Christ, we will overcome Satan.
一起跪下祷告。
Let's pray.